الله الرحمن الرحيم. A few additional points and commentary on the hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه that we had read. In the hadith it came the translation of what is his cloak and self-conceit kept him back. That actually meant that his procrastination and his thinking that he is comfortable, being in a comfortable zone, that kept him back from going out in this expedition of Tabuk. In that is a lesson for us also, that looking at our own comforts, our personal things, and we disobey Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, Fajr now, we were comfortable at home. We could have thought that I'll just make Fajr at home, for example. Or that we don't make Fajr. But that a person goes against his nafs and he comes out and he makes Fajr with Jamaat. Like that in all other commandments of Allah Ta'ala as well. The story of the repentance of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companions is profound indeed. It teaches us that Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of those who have sincere and honest intentions. This was a very great sin that they did not go out when there was a call made that each and every one, all the males who did not have valid excuses, must go out. But in spite of that, when they made their tawbah and sincerely, and they went through with it, and it was a long, difficult 50-day ordeal, but they went through it, then Allah Ta'ala accepts that tawbah. So even if we do make mistakes, even very great mistakes, but we fulfill and make our tawbah correctly, Allah accepts the tawbah. And after that a person gets even a more closer and higher position by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned briefly in the Quran Sharif, and this hadith describes the incident in full. The story unfolds in a narrative form, leaving the reader with emotions of happiness, sadness and hope. All this we see in this, that when they, first of all, they did not go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, just procrastinating, hoping they will prepare, and they did not get down to it. And then what concern they had that now Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is returning already. And then when they had to face Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and when he made the final decision that he will do nothing but speak the truth, and after that going through with all the challenges that faced him, and then finally the great joy that Allah had forgiven them. So this teaches us, for each one of us, that halat and conditions will come upon us also, but we must remain firm on the deen of Allah and with this conviction that there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. We must not give up hope. We must do what we have to do and be sure that Allah's help is there, and very greatly is the help of Allah Ta'ala. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the notable and outstanding sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He participated in all the battles except for Badr and Tabuk. He was also present at both the pledges of Aqaba when people of Madinatul Munawwara pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to assist and protect him. This teaches us that he was a sahabi of very great standing, very high standing, very close to Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but mistakes can be made from such people also. And then the correction of the mistake, that method also has been taught. And as we read in the history of Islam, there were very many other great, great people who also erred and made mistakes. But when they were informed, when they became conscious of it, they turned to sincere tawbah. And when they made tawbah, Allah Ta'ala chose them to be His favorites again. There is a famous story of the Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi rahmatullah alayh, who was the Shaykh of Shaykh Shibli, etc. But he also had erred, and for 1 year he had to go through his tawbah, his difficulty, and after that Allah accepted his tawbah, or rather his murids had made so much tawbah on his behalf that Allah accepted him again and put him back on his position, and in fact much more higher also. So errors and mistakes can be made by even such great people. But when a person becomes conscious, he should make tawbah to Allah and correct and mend his ways. The Battle of Tabuk took place because news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Romans were gathering a force in Syria in order to attack the Muslims, and around 30,000 Muslims heeded the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and left to fight. To proceed in jihad at that time was compulsory because only the sick and those who were exempted were permitted to remain behind. The Battle of Tabuk, the occasion of it came, the actual battle did not take place. The army, the enemy did not come on the battlefield. There was this rumor, this talk, that they have gathered their forces and that they have come to attack Madinatul Munawwara and that they will annihilate it completely and the people of Medina Sharif. We see also that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how he got his army ready and how they proceeded. People who went on this journey today, when the freeways and highways and in luxury motor cars, they find it also an ordeal to go and reach Tabuk from Medina to Munawwara. But in those days, on camel back, and not just a few friends, four or five people in one vehicle that we are traveling, but rather they were the least amount that comes is 30,000 of the Sahaba. And in other narrations, up to 120,000. For such a huge group to stop for five times namaz, to arrange meals on the way and everything else, what an ordeal. But this way the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they went through with it, and what great, great rewards and returns they got in this world and in the Akhirah. And here also we see that in spite of all this, that the whole earth, Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself explained that after the whole army had left, it looked to me that besides the people who were excused, only munafiqeen were left in Medina Sharif. And he felt very greatly sad and sick and remorseful of this condition. So even in such conditions, when there is so much of piety, it can be that somebody still falls into mistake and into error. But all this, which shows us overall that a person makes tawbah, and then even more greater how Allah's mercy comes to a person when he turns sincerely to Allah, no matter what ebb he has reached and no matter how low he might have fallen. But he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts him again. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all sin, and perchance we do commit any sin, to make sincere tawbah and to turn with true repentance to Allah Ta'ala.